Swart stood tip-poured upon his rock, shouting,
"We're pushing them back, Vixen! I told you, we've got the numbers on our side!"
Nightshade climbed up to appraise the situation.
"Aye, but only in the centre, Lord. And that's because the Badger made his move too early and allowed them to close in around him. See the flanks? The horde is crumbling and giving way on both sides. We may have the numbers, but they've got the heart."
Swart sent her flying with a kick.
"When I want your opinion, I'll ask for it. Get me that bow and arrows. The Badger will soon be in range."
Sunflash was like a great sea beast surrounded by waves of foe beasts, but all he could see through the red mists of Bloodwrath was the ferret perched on the rock down by the tide line. His great speed with the heavy mace was causing destruction among the horde. Up and down, left and right, swinging in a huge blur, the mighty war club battered horde vermin, sword, spear and dagger without regard to any. Snap blades, shattered hilts and splintered hafts flew high in the air around him. Sabretash wisely kept his force behind the berserk Badger Lord. Rockleg fought alongside Hedgepaw. Both would take a short run, vault high on their spear shafts, and come down with long hind legs kicking savagely into the faces of the vermin. The horde beasts fought fiercely with the strength of desperation. Most were experienced war beasts, determined to push through their attackers and gain the mountain, where there would be shelter, food and plunder. But Nightshade's judgment had been correct. The mountain warriors all had brave hearts. The tide of the battle began to turn when the Gowsham Shrews broke through to the centre and joined up with the Hares and Lady Fairdancer's Squirrels, who had been holding the middle with the Otters. Now the flanks of the horde had been well battered and the attackers massed in the centre, leaving any vermin who had broken past them to be dealt with by the rear lines of archers. The entire force turned to fight their way through to Sunflash, raising one mighty cry.
Eureka!
Swart cursed as his arrow took a sea rat in the back of the skull instead of striking Sunflash. He notched another shaft to his bowstring and fired. This time he did not miss. The arrow pierced the Badger Lord high on his shoulder where the chainmail tunic ended. Still swinging the mace, Sunflash gave a deep roar and tore the arrow out with his teeth, spitting the shaft away. He waved the battle club in Swart's direction, his voice thundering out over the melee.
"I'm coming, Sixclaw! Wait there!"
Then the horde broke and began retreating, battered and defeated by the relentless mountain warriors. Sunflash was suddenly knocked down from behind as milling, panicked horde beasts fled toward the sea. Sabretash stood with one footpaw on the Badger Lord's back, wielding his sabre like a maddened drum major as he shouted orders.
"Up and at 'em! Forward to the sea! Charge!"
Hedgepaw and Rockleg were at his side in an instant. Between them, they managed to drag the dazed Sunflash upright. Rubbing sand from his eyes, the Badger bellowed furiously.
"Where's Swart?"
The rock stood empty. Swart Sixclaw and his vixen had gone.